Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here are assignments from over the weekend. This whole suffering process is set up to keep the karma in place. I have to meet certain standards that fix or change me, that make me better, the way I should be, in order to be acceptable, lovable. Yet meeting those standards doesn't give me the approval or acceptance or love that I have assumed I will receive if I meet the standards. The whole orientation misses the point. What we're being conned into believing is that our inherent goodness is conditional. It assumes that authentic nature is dependent upon performance. So attention is taken away from our authentic nature and turned into an ego-maintaining, dualistic conversation that causes us to believe our acceptance is conditional. Your assignment: record what is true about you, the internalization of which would enable you not to fall for and be tortured by the self-hate conversation. Listen to and add to this recording as you get clearer about what is true for you, is true about you. Then on Saturday, we're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain karma. Example: in choosing the safety of the known over spontaneity, I'm robbed of the wonder of presence, the joy of discovery, and my love of adventure. Your assignment: what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? RL, what you see. And then on Sunday, what would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? RL, what you see. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, it's Karen. Hi. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
Sherry. That was a surprise. Okay.
Here we are.
Okay. Friday's assignment was the experience of doing Friday's assignment, and right now I'm trying to think. We recorded what is true about us, and the internalization of what would help us not fall for the self-hate conversation, and just what I would want to talk about is just the experience of doing that assignment. To me, it was just it was sort of a direct connection to the mentor, which was lovely for me. Mm-hmm. You know, because the mentor knows sort of what's true about me, and just sort of led to a real sense of connection to the mentor. Like, the mentor is like knows all about play and. I guess the mentor is just really is the authenticity, maybe.
Yes.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yes. No. It is the intelligence that animates. It's what we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I knew that, but I had the experience of it. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just
And Karen, may I interrupt you for just a second?
Sure.
For people who are kind of new to this. The way that I'm going to project, and then you'll tell me if this is correct. The way you know that is that you know you are not doing that. You're not speaking when the mentor is speaking. You're hearing that. You're receiving information. You're not giving information. There's almost a feeling that it's coming from somebody else, except you know intuitively, experientially, that that somebody else is the deepest part of, in quotes, you.
Yeah. Yes, and there's almost a merging. It's like a merging of, moving into the space with the mentor. It's like moving into love. It's like...
Yes.
You know, there's a,
yes.
It's almost, it's just Yeah, it's like that shift out of identification. I'm moving into a place of love. It's just where everything can seem wrong, and then to be held in that place with the mentor, it's like everything is fine. I don't know. It was just a good time. But yes, it
well,
is.
Well, there's no separation.
No, there's no separation. That
right.
is.
There's
yeah,
no
that,
dualism.
Yeah.
There's no thinking about.
Yeah.
There's no. You're not in conditioned mind.
Yeah.
You're not figuring things out. You've actually moved inward to
yeah.
an experience that is one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted us to kind of go through
yeah.
that for because when we talk about, you know, you're having an experience with the mentor, and if people are new to this, it's what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And how is that? Yeah. How does that fit in with
yeah.
all of this?
And it's yes, yeah. That's true. And it's that would be. But boy, it's sure worth sticking with it, and you know, it's worth
yeah.
sticking with it, and just sort of because what I've realized with lots of years of practice is that it is a place that can be moved into any time. Any time
yes.
I decide,
because it's
to,
who you are.
Know, yeah,
yeah, it's who you are.
Yeah, but it's not who I'm always. That I mean, except for I'm a conditioned person and get identified, and it,
that's
as
right.
long
well,
as there's
that's why we go to authenticity. It's
yeah.
true nature,
yeah.
Right. It's who you are, not who you think you are when you move into an identification with ego.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, it was super fun assignment and. You know, and I forget sometimes of how easy that is, you know, do an assignment, move into that place. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just,
why don't I live there all the time?
Yeah. Why don't
Why would I?
I
ever leave that place?
I know. Why would
and
I?
And of course, well, the answer is because we're deeply conditioned.
Yep.
Right. Because it's a habit to leave it from the
yeah.
habit that started before we can remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm very grateful for all of this and grateful I got unmuted this morning.
Yeah,
wasn't expecting
well,
that. So.
Well, because it's important to talk about it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It is. It of course it's vitally important that we record about it and that we listen to those recordings. Often,
yeah.
And to say it out loud, to affirm it in that way, to walk step by step through the experience reinforces it for us
yeah.
in a profound way.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I think about at the monastery, you know, those earbuds when I'm there are in. Any chance I can put them in, and I sleep with them at night. All of that. And
mm-hmm.
And then I have an assignment I record, and I think, why don't I just like put my earbuds in today? I have a quiet day. Why don't I just do that and
oh, yeah.
just let it take me, you know? And
yes.
Sometimes it seems like, oh, I'm too busy or whatever. But like today would be a perfect day for me to do that. And
yes, well, and how can I be too busy to be present?
I know.
You know, that's one of those things that can slip by
yeah.
if we don't, you know, yeah.
No,
so
totally.
I drive a lot, and I listen to recordings all the time. I don't tend to make them because I can't name them safely, although sometimes I make them and then just go back later and listen to them and figure out what
mm-hmm.
the name is.
Yeah.
But if I'm going around doing things, I can be listening to recordings, and I can stop and make recordings when there's an insight that drops
yeah.
in.
And yeah.
and if I have to engage with somebody else, then I can push pause or stop, right?
Yeah.
And do whatever needs to be done right there and go
yeah.
right back to
mm-hmm.
Focusing my attention where I want my attention to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 That's
anyway,
so good.
very fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. What resonated most for me, Sherry, is that place of that's what we are, that's what mm-hmm. we're conditioned to ignore. Mm-hmm. Our practice is to reclaim it and mm-hmm. live from there. And mm-hmm. that's the last part. I mean, we were just looking at it in the new communication book, that part of what we train when we see what conditioning does to us is retrain how once we reclaim that authenticity, once we see we're not ego, how do we learn to live from it? And your conversation mm-hmm. with Karen was just that, you know, put in those earbuds and be in the conversation that reinforces our authenticity and
yes.
brings us back to being here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, once we get used to living there, we realize we can do anything from there. We never have yes. To leave presence. We never have to leave authenticity.
Yes, never.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And when we do, we can come back to it. All right, here's our next
precisely.
Call. You're now live. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, it's Catherine.
Hello,
Catherine. Hi. excuse me. I got stuck on an assignment, and it was recording what's true about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, if it has to be about me, or if it can just be what's true.
Well,
that made any sense at all.
All our conversation with Karen.
Uh-huh.
What people get confused over is a deep belief that ego is who you are. So if you record what is true about you, you could do that. You could go through, just start with every major religion, and then, if you like people like Joseph Campbell or Alan Watts or, any number of folks. Find out what they say about a human being. What is true about a human being?
Hmm. Okay.
That's what's true about
yeah.
you.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with ego.
I think that's where I got stuck. I'm trying to figure out what's
yeah.
true about Catherine. And it's like, I have no idea. It's all ego telling me about Catherine.
That's right. And actually, there's no such thing as Catherine.
Yeah, that's...
right?
Well, that makes me feel better, yes.
Well, but see, that attitude comes from still looking through ego.
Okay, I think I'm just in a fog here.
Well, okay. So if you have a garden... And you're growing your flowers in the garden, and there are these folks there that you didn't plant. They're just volunteers. They just came along, and egos call them weeds, because egos divide everything up into this is a good thing, we call them flowers. This is a bad thing, we call them weeds. I don't want those things. They're wrong. That's so. With the garden is only good as long as it has no weeds and all flowers. So people get obsessed about weeds, right? Because you've got to get rid of all of the weeds so that you can focus on what you should have, which is the flowers.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So that's what ego does with a person. Exactly that. But if everything in that garden is an expression of life, well, there may be things that don't fit right there that you would like to have moved over, okay? So maybe you have a tendency to slap people when they do things that displease you. Well, you might consider that's something you'd like to move over to the edge of the garden and maybe over time have it just disappear. So there's nothing to say that everything about the way we are is something that we would like to encourage. But that's not the same as there's something wrong with you, and that we need to turn to ego to go through a dualistic list of all of the things that are right about you and all the things that are wrong about you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a unique expression of the intelligence that animates all.
Yeah.
When identified with ego, you have problems. We all do when identified with ego. When the attention is turned inward to authenticity, to center, to presence, there are no problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You with me?
Well, I think I have an intellectual understanding of what you're saying. I'm not sure.
Well, I would say
about experiencing that.
I would say that you have an intuitive understanding of that that you lose when you go up into conditioned mind to try to figure it out. So, are you sitting down now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how about if you just sit there and breathe?
Okay.
The attention is on the breath. Is there any problem?
No.
Anything wrong with Catherine?
No, I'm not thinking about her.
That's right. You're not thinking about anything. That's the secret.
Okay.
I rest my case.
All righty. Thank you.
No, don't think. Okay? Just don't think. Keep the attention turned inward. Get it out of conditioned mind. And just see that it is perfectly possible to live perfectly and perfectly happily without ever entering conditioned mind again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Catherine.
Glad we established there's nothing wrong with her. Gosh.
I know. That was brilliant. And it's such a beautiful question because it's so important to recognize that that Catherine or as the ego doesn't exist. And yet, and that is why it's often difficult for us to describe something or be in love with something that is ego. And so it's as important to look through the eyes of love in order to see the intelligence that animates, in order to see what's true, actually. Because if we look through the eyes of ego, then we have the experience of not finding anything, you know, because nothing is true.
Yes. So I was thinking when you were saying that about that, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but I think it's be the person your dog thinks you are. And I thought, you know, just look at yourself through your dog's eyes or through your cat's eyes. Mm-hmm. Right? Just see yourself as they see you.
Mm-hmm.
There, that would get us pretty close.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, someone who you're always delighted to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
They love you, no matter what. They don't stay up at night thinking, yeah, but you know, if he would just and if she would just correct that little. They just don't do that, and we don't have to either.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Nice here. Hi, Ashwini. I actually have that T-shirt about the dog.
The one. Oh, what does it say?
It says exactly what you said. Be the person your dog thinks you are. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, and it should be knows you are. right? Because your daddy really knows you.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yes. But I get a lot of comments on it when I wear it. Yeah.
Because do people intuitively sense that, do you think?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they want to be that person, right? I mean,
yeah.
They want to act as that person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and Renee, you just said something really important there, right? Because what you did is make the distinction between how we are and how we act.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a big part of the puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah. We're acting out of conditioning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I've seen recently about fun and play in particular, and it's related to a lot of what everyone's talking about and the assignments is, and specifically the one about letting go. What do I have to let go of? And what I have seen and what's dropped in as I'm recording is that letting go of really ego, but in the way that it manifests with me is I have to let go of what it thinks of me, you know, and making sure I'm okay with what's going on with other people around me, that I'm not, you know, because that basically what happened with conditioning for me as a child was to go up into my head to figure out how to make it all better, you know, and like, so I couldn't have fun because all these people around me were not happy and sometimes not happy with me, but also not happy with each other. And so, you know, then I was pretty born with some intelligence, so I could go up and figure out, well, like, if I do this, then other people will get happy with me, you know, and so I have to let go of, and so I have to let go of going up into my head, to figure out if everybody's okay, you know, or if I'm okay, and that's ego, really, just doing that,
Yes, exactly. And, of course, what we're always going to get when we go up to conditioned mind is conditioned mind's view of reality. So, are people around me unhappy? Ego says, God, yes, they are. And most of it is unhappy with you. Now, is that true? Well, you know, people are having whatever life experience they're having. You know, what we've proved probably most of us to ourselves is people are as happy as they want to be, right? So if somebody wants to go through their life, and I'm not saying wants to be as if they necessarily have a conscious awareness of this, but if somebody is going through life focused on negativity, they're not going to be a happy person. Can you do anything about that? No. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and usually what I found is they're not unhappy about the thing I thought they were unhappy about, or it's something, you know, I mean, or they haven't even thought about it, or, you know, most of the time people aren't walking around thinking about me, you know, so.
That's right. And it's not a situational unhappy, right?
Which is something
that we wish everybody could catch on to. People believe that. Oh, well, if I didn't have this problem, then I would be happy. If I had that thing, then I would be happy. If my life were this way, then I would be happy. No, you wouldn't be happy.
Yeah.
You won't be happy until you're happy.
Yes, right. And that has to do with dropping that whole system. And the other thing I saw was that I was seeking quantum leap sort of happiness. Like, okay, if I go do this, you know, like if I go to some exotic country, well, it'll break me out for a little while and I'll be happy, you know, and then, or at least I won't be in this, you know,
at least I won't be here.
Yeah. And so, but what I thought about that was I don't have to be in that here, but it isn't a quantum leap. It's a second by second paying attention.
The slight edge.
You know, yes, the slight edge, exactly. Just being here right now, doing everything, every little bit, you know, and not, you know, participating in that conditioning, you know, just being right here. Because that's what I was seeking, was just, you know,
and
it wasn't even about things anymore. It was about experiences now, you know, and then it was, you know, and I was just like, well, that isn't going to make me happy. And even if it did, it would be for a short period of time.
Yes, and the thing, so, That's so big. So you live in an exotic country, right? But you're not present to it, right? So what happens to us is we go to some place that where we've never been, and we really pay attention, sort of, maybe, we hope. We pay more attention to it because it's new, it's unfamiliar, I don't really know my way around, I can't actually go to sleep, right? Uh-huh. But when I'm at home, I've been here. I know this inside and out. I don't need to pay attention to this. I can just go to sleep and go up into conditioned mind and be miserable.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it, when you see it? Think of the money you can save by realizing that where you live is an exotic country, that you somewhere you've never been before. Which is really true, because you've never been in this moment. It's never been today. You've never been this you.
Yeah.
It's all brand new.
Yes, definitely. And it's all brand new, too, with practice, because every time I see something, it is an exotic new place when I see what conditioning is doing, too. Like, that's what makes practice so fun is, you're just there in the moment seeing everything going on. And it just can become clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yes. And it's thrilling, isn't it? Because this brings us back to what Catherine was doing. Now, if you go up into conditioned mind to assess that process, that's not going to be happy, right? Because you should have known it. What's the matter with you? Look at how long you've been doing this. All of those kinds of things. But if you just stay in the present, oh, my gosh, and I've seen that, and I've seen that, and I've seen that. And at least in my experience, I can see the same thing 1,000 times, and it's brand new every time. It's just as exciting every time I see it.
Yeah, totally. And the other thing that happens is, like, you'll say something or someone in practice will say something. It could be really anyone, but a lot of times it's you. And you'll say something, and then I'll see something new, and I'll go, that's what she meant. You know, and that is thrilling too. Like, I don't get everything immediately, and then eventually you keep practicing, and you see something, and you're like, oh, that's where she means that, and you know, and
the lights go on, and it's just thrilling.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Very fun.
Go happy. Have a happy Monday.
Go happy.
Thank you.
Sherry, we have 2 minutes to the end of the show. Do you think we should squeeze another caller in? It's so hard to decide. Okay.
I know. But I know. But I know us. And we'll be at 12:45. And then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know me. I'm going on forever.
Well, it is exciting to live in the moment, because in the moment, everything is new. I mean, we keep saying it, but it's related to the conversation we were having with Karen, too, right? That there's a way in which if we see through the eyes of the moment, then it is interesting and new and curious and exciting and fascinating, because that's the quality of presence. The quality of conditioning to maintain a sense of continuity, similarity, and sameness.
And
it's seeing itself over and over again.
That's it. That's what I just saw in what you said. Because when we're looking, I love that, looking through the eyes of the moment, then the moment is seeing itself through what we think of as us.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that reflection that is so exciting. And the same reflection happens when we're looking through the eyes of the ego, and ego is seeing itself, and it is not exciting at all.
Mm-hmm. Not in the least.
Not in the least. It's depressing and demoralizing and miserable.
Same. It's same. Boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. But that reflecting, the moment being reflected in us being reflected in the moment, that's a fun one to keep an eye on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that does bring us to the end of the show. And as you said, we could keep talking, but here's our assignment. The karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, the conversation talks me into not exploring something new and unknown. The underlying reason is that I will be inadequate to face what arises. This obscures the fact that I'm already adequate to my life. After all, am I not here living it? Your assignment. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? RL, what you see. This was my most favorite assignment in the whole retreat.
Yeah.
It's because the ego, it's that double reverse projection, right? It frames it in a way that you're required to step out of conditioned mind to see the answer in the negative.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then flip it. Is that what you mean?
And then flip it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. See, the answer is right there, but you can't see it because of the way it's being framed. It's like a giant puzzle.
Yeah. One of those vision things where suddenly you see the hippopotamus.
Yes. Yes. All right.
All right. Thanks, Ashwini.
Thanks, everybody.
Talk to everybody on Tuesday. Go happy.
Go happy.